Yeah, what an experience. That's going to be awesome. Like I was just telling Seth on our way in, I've been on the losing side of it twice, so you definitely don't get asked at the White House then. So it's going to be real cool. Looking forward to it. Yeah, you know, we worked on it this week. You know, the same guys that we thought. Jordan was back there catching. Khalif Raymond was also back there with him. And then, you know, a little bit of a surprise is Mose, 17, the kid from Memphis. So he's done a good job so far. So we'll have a good competition during camp.
And then the punter.
It was a good week for him. It was a good week. I thought, you know, both those guys had good weeks. Britton had a good week also. So it's exactly like we thought it was going to be. It's going to be a nip and tuck deal. And whoever's the best guy and whoever's the best one standing, that's who we'll take at the end of camp.
When you're looking at all the youth on this roster this early, what really separates guys from each other? Is it how quickly they pick things up? There's 31 rookies on this roster.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's, you know, how much information they can take and actually take from the meeting to the field is important. You know, you see certain guys that are able to do that quickly, and that usually means that they're going to be ready to play on Sunday. But the other thing that you like to see is you like to see guys that show their athleticism out on the field, not just, you know, through the combine stuff. You know, there are certain guys, the young safety comes to mind, 34, Willie Parks has done a good job of really putting himself in position, I think, for a lot of plays, and got real good energy out there. So that's been a positive so far.
When you've been doing this as long as you have, do you have to mix up your...
Had to throw the as long as you have in there, didn't you? That means I'm old man, dude.
That's a compliment.
All right, I got you.
Do you have to change up your coverage patterns or your protection patterns, or are you the type that kind of sticks with... What's good?
Yeah, what I believe in anyway, and what you know, what we believe in here is, you know, we want to play fast in the coverage end of it for sure. So if you think about it, it's more like a little Tampa 2. You know, you're doing the same thing over and over. Guys go fast to the ball, and that's what we want to do. And I think that's what, you know, that's the way we play on defense too, from a coverage standpoint. Now, a return standpoint, in my opinion, you do have to change it up because some guys are better at other things. For example, Jordan's more of a middle spread the field type guy, you know, and like a guy like was here, Trenton Holiday, that wasn't his bag. You know, he was trying to run outside of everything. So you do have to adjust your personnel to who you have as a returner, in my opinion.
You've gotten a good look at what you have on hand right here now going toward camp as far as who you might want to use and who might have a role for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think yes and no. Okay, yes, you see the effort, you see the preparation, you see certain things out of those guys that you like. But on the no side of it, I've been around people that have made their team in OTAs, you know, whether it be management or whether it be the coaching staff, where they automatically said, oh, that's, you know, this guy's the greatest ever, you know. And that's a very dangerous thing to happen, in my opinion. I mean, I think you got to see how it's going to work out and let the competition go I thought that was a great thing that Coop did last year was, you know, we came out OTAs and we had an idea about guys. We didn't get too high or too low on anybody.